Chairman Mayor.
President.
Hey, how are you?
I like to see you.
Why aren't you down there working?
Right, nice to see you.
You got very good business here, right?
This is your.
Does he ever vote with you?
I don't know.
You know, he wants to know why we had to, you know, at the end of your.
Don't say that.
So we don't tell him which one is the one.
Good morning.
Hello, Doc.
How are you? Smile. You look good.
Oh, now, all right. Did you get my message?
I'd like you to make those.
Yes.
About the bill, it's very complicated, and I'm surprised you're right here, you said the name.
Dr. Woodward.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Dr. Russo.
Fred.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Well.
Just come out over here, that's good.
Well, Mel, we gotta go out and make some non-political speeches, so.
Chairman.
Each, chairman on the right, bless her. Each congressman on your side.
You know about this, people at the left.
That's right.
Maybe we will.
I want to know, I want to get these are the benefits of being on the H R.
Well, I want to know all of your parents, but I want to sign the report.
This is a total center, right?
You'll get another inside, but I want you to let you get number two.
Two.
You get the rear end of the name.
Backside.
And who wants to be something back here?
All right, so you guys just have holidays.
Ah, all right. It's a great day, I was hoping some of you would notice that.
We did.
No killed an actor.
Well, they can't.
Well, someone had a couple of times.
That's valid, that's right, my staff told me it's a bad building, but we signed a bunch of people there. I did a bad building, with the problems I've been having getting through to you here, I'll give staff a lot of pay at any time. But I tell you, look, when you wait 25 years to build a building.
Rational, Dan.
I want to. I want to just for the fun of it, and all show for these two. The memory and the name of the staff on the town with the option, those who were the people.
Yes, they were.
And they said unless I had a personal commitment. And I go on there. I had to talk to Adair, but I go on there, I have a personal commitment, let him see that. Adair is more like me, this is sort of tactics.
You saw the applicants, right?
Right, I have a personal commitment, I said, sign it, but then do the other deal. I hope it's a good deal, though.
I'll tell you more about it.
Just be sure we get a lot of good doctors on all the patients and our enforcement, you understand?
Thank you, God.
Anything you want.
All right.
I don't want to make a deal.
I'm right here.
Good.
What about you, big John?
Yeah. What do you want?
You want it?
Oh, yes, well.
You have a doctor, you mean it?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Little.
I'm going to talk to you. But can you read my? You always get your last word up, and I've been on the committee with that law. You all line up in there, and I'll be in. Mel, you stay in with me, and we'll walk in together.
Sir.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I overruled.
that's the spirit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there while you're working. You show that little power.
Secretary.
Yeah, very good.
You know, I've just gone major, and if you know there's something like that is, you know, you're going, everybody in this government's against it. Except if you crush the Russian staff. I don't know, but I mean, ATW was against the Bureau of Budget.
Scholarship parties are right now.
Being administered.
And that was part of, in your program, the thing that, that medical school is not a part of your program. But the way to hold that is not, not put the 73, that's up to 74, we can slip that.
Yeah. I was gonna ask a couple things, on this, we could speak for 3 or 4 minutes, you know, to give the, I think what I would say is true, this is a, this is a bill that has such enormous interest to all the armed forces, I'd like the Secretary of Defense to give an explanation of the bill before I sign it. And you say the words about it, and I'll sign. So that I,
just
a few words, 2 or 3 minutes, you know what I mean, just say that you can, I don't think you should say this is a bill that we should have, that we, that, that is, we're rectifying an injustice in 25 years, perhaps, whatever it is, longer than it's helps, and that it's, well, and the Biden has bipartisan support, if I get that. And that, we, this is you, well, this is, this will not receive the kind of public, interest in some other bills, and so it is that we consider one of the most important pieces of legislation that you consider. Something like that, so, so that people feel that the damn thing is worth having to sign a certain form. Let me ask you another thing. You've got, I understand, a good answer for the last government defense plan, and you already put it out last night.
We put out some last night, we had more.
It's in my opinion, much to our interest to have that subject debated. The more that you can have his defense come debated, that's better than having talked about that and all the rich people. And so, the more you can keep him engaged on that, I would do it. The plan doesn't really change anything.
No, it doesn't change anything.
He still cuts the carriers, he still cuts the Air Force. We still end up with the second strongest Navy and the second strongest airport, the strongest strongest army, the second strongest missile force. Now, how in the hell? But one thing I noted in the news summary today, now what I London Economist wrote a derogatory article about it. It's about Chase's talks in Europe. And one of them, particularly, which you might want to hit sometime, where he said that as far as our troops in Europe are concerned, that there's no problem in the fact that you withdraw because within 15 to 20 days after an attack on a government plan, we would airlift the forces back in. Well, Melody, you know, this isn't like World War II or World War I where we've got 1 to 2 years. The next war will be determined in maybe 30 minutes. Or at least even in conventional terms, all the plans that I've seen on NATO indicate 15 to 20 days would be too damn long. And second, Henry made a point this morning, I can hear me. Where are you gonna land them?
Well, and it costs more too. We have these two reporter conditions that we already have over here, and they cost us more to have that stuff pre-positioned over there, equipment here, and you can show that the costs are at least 15% greater
to keep them here.
Yes, by having their equipment pre-positioned. It's a
also it's so ridiculous that you know the moment you withdraw, your allies are just not right apart at the seams. They give up. They quit.
And this is absolutely the wrong time to be talking about it. When we're
talking to all those defense people. But I think the more you can keep them engaged on that.
Well, I will. And I'm going to meet the press Sunday.
I know you're going to follow up on that. But the idea
is meet the press, I don't think people watch it too much, but it does get some news.
Like an idea that he is not just second rate. His job, what is his job?
He's a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. And we had him out 2 or 3 speeches a day. He's a big, black,
handsome guy. Did he do something also on the
buckets. We have working in there, it could be. You
Jack.
Also, Jack McKenzie also represents me on the Centennial Commission. But he does well in his public appearances.
We ought to.
He does well.
Have him in mind for something in the future.
Today Show, we put him on the Today Show.
I'm speaking of after the election. He's a kind of a guy. It's very difficult, you know, to find any blacks that are competent to do top jobs. I mean, it isn't that they are incompetent as races, they just haven't had the opportunities. But do you think he has the cold stuff? I mean, anything to his.
When they set up that Brigadier General's list the last time, didn't have him on for promotion to Major General, I just sent back the Air Force.
Good.
And he was made a Major General.
Is he a Major General now?
Because
you would tell us, we have a report from our people in San Francisco. Yes, he was on a television program. He was fantastic. Erwin was out there. We heard about
really, their programs all over that
everybody was talking about
are just fine. He does a great job for the administration, I'll tell you.
Well, Erwin says the best speech he heard about our foreign policy and everything changed it.
Well, he does a great job. He understands and talks about the Nixon doctrine and its application. He does well. And he's got a good sense of humor and can tell good stories. And he sings well. You know, I had him at the, I take him with me once in a while, and I had him at the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church. And I had quite a few protesters down in front. So I called out Chappie to lead us in singing some hymns.
Great.
And you should have heard it. I mean, he got that whole crowd singing, and everything just fired out to me with Hitler presentation. Still trying
there,
but it isn't like it.
I don't think they got the spirit of it also.
No, they don't.
They got their leaders.
And they're disorganized. They're not organized the way they
are. Not as big. I follow the group. I know there's still demonstrators around, but they're not big numbers of those ones. Don't you find that true?
That's right. They're having trouble getting people to do it. There's a hard.
I mean, you're all appearances. Where are you? I've told everybody that, you know, you guys are not with it, but I would hope that you would be concentrating in the big states. I would hope you could, if you could be sure that I think you, they tell me now there's a chance even to get Massachusetts. I'd like for you to include one in Massachusetts if you've got anything. Is there anything you could do there that you know?
Wisconsin, this week.
Is there anything you could do in West Virginia?
I think there is, sure. We can.
Now that's a God-fearing state, you know, and high loyalty immigrants. If you could add West Virginia and, well, or at least include West Virginia and Massachusetts, I just have a feeling, you see, my point is, keep the other fellow busy where he thinks he's safe. That's why we're doing some southern stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing the southern, not a swing, but I'll go to Atlanta in about a couple of weeks, mainly just to keep them busy, make them go down there. There's no way they can stop. No way.
Well, we are getting people out, and I'm going out, and I'll be in Pennsylvania this week, next week, I'm in
Ohio,
in Missouri,
about
Ohio,
that's good.
Texas,
good.
California, to Oklahoma, and I'm going back to California again. And we are getting the others out. Now, Zumwalt was up, and Zumwalt was accused. You see, they come out demanding that he be relieved and so forth and so on. He does a good job. He does well.
He can't be rude. I mean, these people have to fight for what they believe is necessary. He's got to be for a big Navy.
Well, he's fine.
If he doesn't find that, he can justify that totally.
Sure.
You, as Secretary of Defense, have got to be for strong defense. Roger, as Secretary of State, has got to be for a responsible foreign policy. You've got to defend the policy. You're not being partisan, right?
No, and I think that we have them answering now.
Where can you go in Massachusetts? Is there any place?
Oh, yes, we have.
I don't need to go to Cambridge.
We have three or four Harvard places we could go.
But if you could get some place that is sort of
ship for the Navy, a cargo ship, which is a very important to that shipyard because they have a solid period rate.
When is that going to come?
Probably next week.
You're going to announce the contract there?
Yes, yes. But we will work, we can work out something on that. I'll get a, make it back to Billy, I'll see that.
Question. That used to be the woman's place, wasn't it? Mar Rogers, isn't that where she was from?
Yes, she had that in her district, that's right.
I was there when this.
Yes, she had it so often.
What was her name, Rob? You know, the.
Edith.
Edith Rob.
Edith.
She dead now?
Yes.
She was on our post, yes.
Well, and she was, really, she was at Paris, where she was always over, you know.
Right.
Rankin and those people, that's how it used, sort of got organized in that Chowder Marching Group at the time that she had to go out there with,
Yeah, that I know. Well, let's see if they're ready for signing here. Okay, you want to go in and I'll be, bring it in. Just a second, I'll have to get this one. Wait now. Make the secretary and he can already talk to the boss. And as soon as they, as soon as they are ready, I'll come in. In other words, don't wait on those 12 hours. That way, because they're all busy, it gets them back up to the time. Fine.